Addiction devastates millions of Americans, and shaking off its grip is extremely hard. Earlier this year, Side Effects Public Media asked people in recovery to share their stories at a live event in Indianapolis. We'll share them in a series called Sober, Stories of Recovery and Hope. This story, from Kelsey Phillips, describes a mother's battle with addiction.
Hi, I am an addict called Kelsey. That's how I introduce myself, where I belong. I am a woman in recovery, and in a sense, that makes me both one in a million and a million in one, because women are heavily underrepresented in the recovery community. I think a lot of that is because as a woman in active addiction, I did everything women are not supposed to do. I stole. I was homeless. I lived under a bridge. I had children born addicted to heroin. And I was pretty unrepentant. I spent most of my young life being so resistant to the idea that I, because I am a woman, am vulnerable in some way, that I wanted to become part of the boys' club. For me, I wanted to run as fast. I wanted to drink as much. And I don't make a liquor face, and I don't need chaser. I wanted to smoke like a man. I wanted to burgle like a man. And I felt like that was my way of never, ever having to be vulnerable again. What I didn't realize is that when, as a woman, I try to keep up with the men, I suffer other afflictions. I end up with a massive trauma history. I end up being chewed up and spit out. And a lot of that is the way that the world views women aside from addiction. So I try and keep up with the men, and I become a broken shell of a person who at some point is fighting in a war, right? So I have this friend who tells me that to surrender literally means to lay down my weapons and await further instruction. I love that. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm just waiting. See, when I was using, I wasn't capable of surrendering and becoming vulnerable. But today I recognize that my vulnerability is my greatest weapon against addiction. It is my armor as a woman and as a recovering person. When I act in vulnerability, I am the antithesis of shame. See, I use drugs to feel good. But feeling good is such a small part of using drugs. It ends up being this exhausting process of robbing, of stealing, of begging, of borrowing, of burgling. I was a shitty mom. I was a shitty daughter. I was a shitty thief, a shitty liar, and a shitty person. In the course of my addiction, I did many unloving things. I stole liquor from drugstores to sell to bootleggers. I was part of an infamous Bonnie and Clyde team that robbed motels with a steak knife. It's not very effective. I did lots and lots of silly things. But when I got into recovery and I embraced my vulnerability, I recognized that the women in the program had something I wanted. They seemed to be well-liked. They were parents. They were employed. They respected one another. Their quality of life at least appeared to be a lot higher than my own. And I became willing to do what they had done to get what they had gotten. Part of this process for me has been embracing that vulnerability, embracing all the things about myself that I had always tried to hide. The last time that I got high, September 10th of 2013, I got high in the bathroom of my child's kindergarten, sitting on a 1 foot off the ground potty. And I'm pretty sure everyone walking by could see me from underneath the door or from over the door. And I'll tell you what, I wasn't the kind of person who would have wasted a bag of dope on that experience if I had known it was going to be the last time I got high. But I got tired. I got really, really tired. I got tired of waking up every day saying, I'm not going to do this today. Which inevitably ended in finding a way just to do it today so I could quit tomorrow. I got tired of waking up sick every day just to go to bed knowing I would wake up sick again the next day. After that day, I decided that I was going to do something different. Today, I work with addicts who are just being introduced to recovery. I work with women like me, women who have had children born addicted to heroin. I work with women who feel like they can never stay clean because they are nothing that society tells them they ought to be. I work with women who have limited access to treatment because they're expected to be at home taking care of domestic tasks because they are not employed by employers who give good health insurance and are therefore woefully underinsured. I work with these people day in and day out, and in that, I have found so much of my own serenity. I learn every day from my patients as much as my patients, I hope, learn from me. Today, I not only work in this field, but I'm also a parent to my three children by myself. I've been a full-time student for 5 years. I'm in grad school. I am gainfully employed. I have a real job, you guys. I also, I have a relationship with my mom. My children, they count on me. Before I got clean, my children didn't ask about me. They didn't care where I was. They knew I wasn't going to show up. In this process, I have become a parent again. I have a sponsor. When you get into 12-step recovery, they tell you to pick a sponsor who has what you want. I picked my sponsor because she was very well loved. And I said to myself, maybe I could be lovable. Today, I like to think I am. Maybe a little bit. So I guess what it really comes down to is that today I pay my own bills. I drag my own trash to the curb. So basically, I'm living the dream.
This story was produced by Matt Pelser. You can find the full series at sideeffectspublicmedia.org. Monday night at 9, tune into WFYI for an hour-long special on these stories.